Dee dee dee.
Hello, and hi there. You just listened to 1 hour of music with no interruptions. Today, we are going to talk about the Battle of Stalingrad and women in the war. So stay tuned.
Hello, this is Tori Bennis reporting live. Today is a historical day in World War II history. Yesterday, February 2nd, 1943, the German troops waved their white flag, ending the Battle of Stalingrad. Even though the casualties of this battle were enormous, the Allied troops are delighted. The casualties for the Axis powers stand at 300,000 soldiers, and the Allied powers have 500,000 deaths. The casualties of the Allied powers consist of soldiers and civilians of Stalingrad, Russia. The Axis powers surrendered since the soldiers were exhausted, freezing, and dying of starvation. The troops were extremely low on supplies such as food and medical. The cruel Adolf Hitler was caught yelling at the general von Paulus, obviously not happy with the defeat earlier this week. The Battle of Stalingrad has harmed the Axis power's perfect image of being invincible. Good luck to the Allied powers for the rest of the war. Good morning, Lindsay. I believe you have interviewed a woman about the changes of her life because of the war.
Yes, thanks, Tori. I'm here with Delilah, a woman who took her husband's job while he was in the war so she could make money for her family. She is now working as an electrician. Hi, Delilah.
Hi.
Tell us, what is it like being an electrician as a woman?
Many people do stare at me because I am a lady wearing pants, which makes me, supposedly, unfeminine. I do feel proud, though, to be making the living in this family.
Do you now realize the hard work your husband has been doing?
Yes, but work is actually exciting.
What are some things that have changed for you and your friends because of the war?
One, the work and difference in pay. And two, my one friend is in boot camp and another is on a Major League Baseball team.
That is fantastic. Does your husband know that you are working at home for him?
Yes, I am in close communication with him.
How has this experience inspired you, and how would you like it to inspire other women?
This experience has inspired me by showing me that girls can do anything boys can do. I think that being a wow is nothing to be ashamed of, and more women should feel the strength of being equal to men.
Thank you, Delilah, for that moving interview. We will be right back after this commercial break.
Are your kids sitting around tired of the war? We'll cheer them up with a bottle of Coke. Here's a kid opening and drinking a bottle of Coke right now.
Yum, this is delicious.
Thanks for joining us tonight. Tomorrow night, we'll have tips on how to save your rations. Also, we'll have a guest interview with the man who lost his arm in World War II.
This has been a Tell broadcast.